100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was unsure. And we got quite a bit of stories this week, including one from Kelly Burt, who's come back after a long time. Welcome back. And, well, as for the rest of them, welcome back to you, too. Welcome back to everyone. Some people take a break. Maybe a week, maybe a two, maybe a few years. Maybe forever, who knows? But when you have the time, we'll be here. Speaking of being here, how about some stories?
Hi, this is Kelly Burt. I do not have any podcast, but I really like to play along. It's been a while. She knew she loved him, even though she knew from the beginning not to. He really did give her every reason to run, but the young woman wanted so badly to love him for who he was. After a long time, a child, lots of pets, and that terrible time in the ICU, she still tried and tried, giving all but receiving nothing in return. She was left alone. Nearly 29 years of marriage and a real hit to her sanity, he left her. Because he was unsure of who he was. Now all is lost. Goodbye forever.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic unsure, and it's called Unsure. Unsure, the new fragrance for men. Do you struggle to impress women? Do you lack confidence? Do social situations make you feel awkward? Unsure for men will change your life. Spray it all over, and its long-lasting fragrance of despair and desperation, with subtle undertones of longing and wistfulness, will make you irresistible to the fairer sex. What woman could resist the urge to mother and smother you in the kind of affection that only pity can inspire? How can she possibly withstand that sweet, sad smell of helplessness? Unsure, because you're not worth it. But she can't help herself. So there you go, something to put on your Christmas list. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He thought he had led a good life until someone from out of town whispered something in his ear. It wasn't easy to upset him, and yet here he was, panicking. He took the fish from the lines where it was drying and hid it in a bag. He looked at his hands and felt the need to wash them frantically, obsessively. But he just stood there, and he wondered. He wondered if the stranger really knew what he had done, traveling through space, but above all, through time, that time he had so desperately tried to run away from. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, and stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I started a new business in insurance sales. No, you didn't mishear that. I really did say Unsurance. You see, the problem with today's woke snowflake generation is that there's very little to worry about. There's always an insurance policy to fall back on in case of loss, damage, or theft. There's no risk, no sense of danger, and no element of fear. And I'm out to change all that. Buy one of my policies, and I can guarantee you'll be pretty unsure about anything that might happen in the future. Particularly, since I specialize in policies for life insurance.
Good morning, this is Dwayne, and this is my story for the Weekly Challenge 812, with a prompt of unsure. Here's my story. I'm kind of unsure how I got here. I wasn't smarter than anyone else. I hadn't come from money or had any real advantages. So how did I get here? I guess it was the choices I made in life. I took years deciding what profession to pursue, spent hours determining what to wear to the interview, choices of hair and eye color. The receptionist hands me a form to fill out. Name? I'll go with Martin. David? No, Joshua. Date of birth? Should I be old or young? 35 seems reasonable. Sex? Excuse me, could we reschedule for tomorrow?
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called What Could Possibly Go Wrong? 012. Rolling to the floor, uncertain of the direction of the shooter, Parker tilted the table above him. To his left and right, he could see his mates seeking safety. A volley again, some rattling the tabletop, others piercing wood, impacting the floor around him. Weapon, thought Parker. Something, anything. All he had was the empty pint glass in his hand. Was the last thing he would see a blurred shadow on a glass? No, not a shadow of a form. The form of a waterfall wrapped about the glass. He cocked his arm and blindly let fly. Duck! He yelled. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 812 with a prompt of unsure. Here's my story. Not entirely clear on what a weather witch was, Bilbert asked Sabrina, "Do you honestly believe you control what the weather does?" Clearly not unsure of herself, Sabrina said, "Of course we do, among other things." "Other things? Like what?" Bilbert asked, skeptically. "We know things about people, and we can affect them, like you and your family. I know about you, your schedule at school, where you live. We brought you here." Bilbert couldn't accept this claim. "You brought us all the way from Fresno?" She smiled and shook her head. "Don't lie. I know you're not from Fresno." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Most kids ask Santa for bikes or dolls or footballs. That kind of thing. For Christmas, Ellie wanted the truth. "Are you sure you don't want a puppy?" asked her parents. Santa looked over the letter and sat back in his chair. "You want the truth?" said Santa. "Well, okay, you'll get the truth." So while other kids were opening boxes with their bikes or dolls and footballs, Ellie opened a box and got the truth.
"It's empty," said Ellie,
turning the box over and shaking it.
"There's nothing in it."
Santa watched from the window and vanished into the snow.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of unsure. If you didn't understand what someone was saying, maybe you could go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, and there you'll find the text of their story, as well as links to people's sites, if they gave me a site for people to learn more about them. Or you can put a comment in. Yes, if people leave comments, come on. Yeah, right. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. The next topic is arson. So go to the website to learn about that as well. And thank you all for listening and contributing and creating. As always, keep it brief.